This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I guess it's time for one of these kind of thingies.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate.
I wasn't ready. There we go. We have Kendra, we have Will, and what are they fighting about?
Yes, a lovely couple today. Kendra,
are they never a lovely couple? I thought about that.
I think he's trying to do a thing where he sets a precedent. I'm known for saying they're lovely, which is ugh.
Anyways, they're lovely.
We have a horrible couple today.
Okay.
Kendra has like a work event coming up, and she's wanting her husband to lie for her.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, God. Okay. Kendra?
Hi. Yai.
Yai. You won the toss. Will is here, so go ahead and give your side, and then, what's going on?
Okay. I've been working really hard in this company. I've climbed the corporate ladder, and it's a huge, like, multi-million dollar company. And the owner, who is, like, kind of pretentious, is coming in town for one night for this gala. He comes, like, every 5 years. So we're not going to have to, like, see him a lot. But my husband is a plumber. Which I don't have a problem with. I'm proud of him. I love him.
Are you sure? Because the way you said plumber was a little weird.
I was just saying because I'm setting up what's happening. So, like, the owner of my company will not give me or will my husband the time of day if he finds out what he does for a living. And I really want to get a one-on-one with this guy just because I'm really working hard at work, and, you know, this could lead to something for me, which is for us, me and Will. Will says he doesn't want to pretend like he isn't a plumber. He's worked hard to get where he is, which I know, and he's proud to be a plumber, so he doesn't want to lie.
Sounds like you got a lot of his points down. Mm. What's your you want him to just say he's just independently wealthy, or do you want him to have this whole Jason Bourne multiple pass? What do you want him to say? Like, I'm just trying. So you're all going to be dressed up. It's a gala, you said?
Yes, it's like a fancy gala that happens every year, but this year in particular, the owner of the company is going to be there.
If he bequeaths FaceTime upon you, you want to say, "This is my husband, Will. You may know him from such albums as..." What do you think you're going to do?
I don't know. I haven't even gotten that far. I think we'll get a promotion and a huge pay raise if I get some time with this guy. And to me, it's like, it's not really lying. It's just like putting our best foot forward to impress the boss, which is something literally everyone does in the world.
Okay.
And I'm not ashamed of him. I just want him to play along for one night just to help my career, which in turn like helps our life together. You know what I mean?
Let's get Will. Hey, Will.
Yay.
Yay. She's given some of your side. How do you feel about this?
I don't like it. I'll start just right up out of the front and say I'm super proud of my wife. I think she kills it at her job. I think she deserves promotions, raises, and everything, but I don't think that I should have to lie about what I do to try to impress some guy who doesn't even know me, who's going to be in town for one night. I mean, I'm proud of what I do. I've built a great company, and mm-hmm. I just don't think you ever get anything out of lying in a situation like this.
What about omitting the truth? Is that the same as lying? Mm-hmm. Just kind of like slow rolling it, saying you're a company owner and not saying what kind of company? Like,
I suppose. I mean, I'm not going to walk around with a wrench and just ask to fix a toilet or anything like that. But if he asks what I do and I say, well, I own a company, and he says, well, what kind of company? I feel like I should tell the truth.
I promise I'm not trying to be obtuse or be mean, but like, you know how like a garbage guy, they can say sanitation engineer. Is there like some sort of like way to say,
to phrase it differently?
Yeah, to say that like I'm in water removal. Like
bathroom and fixtures.
Yeah, I mean, okay. But
pipe fitter maybe, kinda.
Sure.
Sounds very okay.
Well, but, you know, again, look, yeah, go ahead.
To you, you're just like, even if this is for
hydraulic specialist.
There we go. If you're going to meet this guy for 5 minutes, dude, I don't take this wrong. I have to ask this in a sort of straw man sort of way, but like, you can't just set it aside for 5 minutes and just be like, because if this guy, I think we all know who this guy is. He's just one of those, he's drinking the most expensive wine,
right?
Not because he likes it. Because it's
the most expensive.
Yes. And it's like, Kendra can be kicking butt, but if she's got a plumber for a husband,
but like maybe Will doesn't even work for him. Like, I hate this boss already. I want to stick it to the man and like come in a plumbing uniform and just be like, yeah, bro, I built my own company.
But you're not going to gotta play the game sometimes.
I get what you guys are saying, and you know, I understand that. But maybe I'm old school in this, but I always feel like if you have to lie in order to get something from this company, then is that even the company that's worth working for? Like, mm-hmm. is that what you want in your life? And then what happens to me later if she does get this big promotion, and then she has to be more involved with the owner of the company, and then I do see him more often, like, can I be who I am?
All right, let me get the phone number out there, 303-222-5423, or text in at 51059. I'm not saying, I think we all do lie a little bit sometimes.
Absolutely. I have definitely omitted the truth, like meeting my wife's. See, I've done stuff.
They're HR people. They don't want to talk to some dumb radio guy.
Exactly. And it's like, I have great stories. I've done stuff backstage with Machine Gun Kelly that is definitely illegal and stuff. But I'm not bringing that up at
an HR thing.
Right. With the CEO of the company or something. Because it's like, I want to make my wife look good.
So you will omit the truth as opposed to lie.
Right. I wouldn't lie. But I would just not get into that. Because I want to. This guy sounds like he sucks. And I don't want that to get, like, misconstrued at all, but he is in charge of your future.
So lying to a guy who sucks, is that a big deal?
I don't know, Will,
I'm not trying to talk you into it. Kendra, I mean, do you even know you're going to get FaceTime with this dude, or is it just you kind of have to play the game and hope he brings the ring over for you to kiss?
Basically, I have to play the game. I don't even know if I'm going to, but I would really like to, because I'm pretty sure I could make something happen.
Oh my God. It's so gross. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I'm so glad that there's not another level of this that we have to like,
just you, boss.
Oh my God. Kendra, I don't want people to hate you. You really don't disrespect what your husband does, right? Like,
no, I don't at all. I just want the best for us, and it's like a strategy, honestly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know if maybe it's because I'm younger, but like, trades and stuff are so rare to me. Like, to me, those are even better.
Yeah, but this guy's not you. He eats in darkened wood steakhouses.
I don't like him.
I know.
You got it.
There's a scent of cigar on him at all times.
Mm-hmm. It's not fair. Yeah, so it's like, Kendra's never going to hear the end of it if this Dee finds out that what her husband does. But is that fair? Yeah, I don't know.
Well, that's- Kendra, hang on. We're going to get a jury, so don't move. I don't have a problem with lying, obviously.
Yeah, we're aware.
What? But and being proud of what you've built is great. But if I mean, if it can help grease the wheels a little bit, why not? Like, say, you know, I don't know.
Because I think people should be proud and like not have to hide themselves
for 5 minutes at a gala. He's going to be wearing a tux. At a gala.
Yeah.
That's not who you are. So just take it one more level.
Because we kind of do that. Like, there's the corporate culture or whatever, like the way you speak when you're on the phone with the boss versus when your friend calls.
Last time our big boss came to town, the guy who.
Which big boss?
DGF.
The actual.
Yes,
okay.
DJF. How many of the people who are barely ever in this building showed up dressed up?
Yeah, no, that was...
Every single person.
Not us in this
and
room.
I literally was like...
You called them out.
Liar! Liar! Right. I walked
but
around
exactly,
and went,
so you don't want them to lie.
No, I just thought it was funny. But I mean, in this case, she can actually get ahead. I don't think it's right that she could get ahead. Like, I don't even... If you're going to call and say, that's not right. Obviously, it's not right that this would be a mitigating factor in her getting ahead. But if it is, why wouldn't you play for 5 minutes? He's not coming back for 5 years. 5 minutes buys you 5 years. All in. You can do anything you want to me for 5 minutes if I get 5 years of something great.
5 years of more lying.
No, you don't have to lie anymore. He's not going to ask you again.
He's
not going to be on
she
a Zoom call
might,
like, how's your plumber husband? He's not going to say, like, I don't.
And if it comes with more money, a promotion, all that, I don't know.
Take
so you guys
the
can
money.
Be bought.
Yes.
Terrible.
Yes, and
terrible.
So can you. Help Kendra and Will. She wants him to lie about his job for 5 minutes at a company gala. 303-222-5423.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, so we're in the middle of a great mate debate between Kendra here and Will. Basically, they've got a work event for her work that she's crushing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even and Will thinks so.
Yeah, she deserves a promotion.
Aaron, but relax.
She doesn't need to lie
Aaron,
about it. Okay.
Relax.
I think you know what side I'm on.
So Kendra, like the big boss is going to be in town for this gala coming up. And she's just like, for if he comes and talks to us, can we just pretend you're not a plumber for 5 minutes?
Right. Because this guy's a big jerk and he's going
to. I think it's important to say that in that Kendra, just back me up. I don't want to put words in your mouth. You don't think the guy is cool or right. You just understand the field on which you're playing, right?
Exactly.
You're not like, oh, I think we should hide my husband because I think that's the kind of thing. You're like,
hide my husband to help me get a promotion.
Yes.
That's so gross.
It's gross, but it's real.
It's so real.
I'm not going to help my wife get any promotions if I let the real me out.
Like, right.
Well, that's a different issue.
No, but I'm just saying, I'm anti-black market, dark web. Like, that's all bad. But if someone I love needed a kidney, I'm all in. I'm going to do whatever I can to get a kidney into the person that I love. Period. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm
Sure.
Like, morality goes out the window when there's...
when there's lives on the line?
Kind of. All right, Kendra, Will, you feel free to jump in with any of these people. We'll let you know what the verdict is. Kate?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
Will.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will.
Why?
First of all, I don't like the phony stuff. Who cares? In 50 years, everybody's going to be dead. It doesn't matter. Okay. But on the other hand, I work for a surgeon who told me his plumber makes more than he does. So, hey, Will, good job on, you know, making some good money there. So who
cares?
Yeah,
I mean, we do very well, and sometimes people don't even realize that. It's a great industry.
It is.
Yeah, and he doesn't have to pay malpractice insurance and all the other things that the surgeon probably does, and I get it. But it's like, all right, thank you, Kate.
Thank you.
Oh, you're gonna send thank you notes to everybody here, Soren?
Absolutely,
Soren.
Hello. Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side, man. You know, I think that for one, him owning his own plumbing company is no small feat at all, and I think that, you know, she should be proud of him for that and stick by her husband and not, you know, try to force him to lie for 5 minutes for one guy who doesn't even know her name, you know. And I get climbing the corporate ladder. I really get that. But at the same point, you know, if it's the kind of company where you feel that you have to lie about what your partner does for a living, is that the kind of company that's worth working for and worth giving your life to?
Yes.
But also, if you walk into the boss's office and he's got a CU Buffs jersey hanging on the wall.
Go Buffs.
Yeah, go Buffs. Well, didn't you go to
the
Buffs? Go Buffs.
Guys, so, you know.
I'm not going to argue with him. No, actually, the Iowa Hawkeyes are the better. It's like,
go Buffs.
Playing along.
But maybe it's better to say the Hawkeyes are better. You can get into a conversation and get to know each other more and have a true relationship that's not built on lies.
Oh, my God. Aaron. It makes me so crazy because I
honesty.
No, because everyone calling is like talking about how wrong this is that this guy is a J-hole. Okay, I thought I said it before. We all agree on that.
Yes.
Yeah. No.
That's the baseline. He is a J-hole, but he owns this company and he's wrong about treating his company this way. But to get ahead in fishing, sometimes you have to throw dynamite in the water and have all the fish come up. It's like sometimes you have to play by the rules of it's his company, it's his game. Like, I don't. Sonia?
Yay.
Whose side are you on, as if I didn't know?
I'm on Will's side.
Yeah, what a shock.
I'll get a thank you card out. Thank you.
Will, gloating is not becoming.
I'm on Will's side is because I've climbed the corporate ladder. I'm in his wife's position. I have a very good job, and I make very good money. And my husband works in a sign shop. He is a metal fabricator. That is what he does. He's done it for a long time. We've been together for 20 years, and I have never once been ashamed of telling people that my husband runs the sign shop for the company that he works for, because he does. And he worked hard to get there. I worked hard to get where I am, too, but I would not sacrifice my integrity for a promotion.
But Sonia, if your job was on the line that you worked so hard to get for, and all you had to do was just omit the truth, you still wouldn't do it?
No. Why would I want to work for a company like that?
Bro, honest to God, I think we're the only two people. Like, Tiak, you and me, I understand that it's wrong. I'm not. It's not good to lie. I'm saying it's not good to lie. But why the F wouldn't you? For 5 minutes. Oh my God, people, and your moral compass.
Thank you.
I swear to God, Aaron probably lied 20 times at a concert to get backstage yesterday.
No.
But like, she's over here on her high horse, and all the texts are coming in.
I always tell the truth.
Oh my God. I just watched you.
What? What?
Defile a pastry.
Yeah. I licked all of the...
And then threw the good part... Okay.
Because I can't eat it. And I didn't...
You liar! Didn't Brandon?
Yeah.
What? Who's... Just say Will and we can be done. You're on Will's side?
Will.
Why?
Will I am.
Why? Why are you on his side? Because everybody just...
I mean, he has confidence in himself. His girlfriend should have confidence in him as well. You know, he...
Kendra, hold on. Brandon. Kendra, do you have confidence in your man?
Yes, that's what I do, and I'm his
wife.
Nobody's
saying she doesn't.
Right. We're just playing the game.
What a bad game.
I have confidence in her, too. I mean,
if you need to play the game, then he should just go with a mustache, a cowboy hat, and say he's an astronaut and call it good.
Do astronauts wear cowboy hats?
I think we're conflating two different things. I wanted to be a cowboy and an astronaut, not a cowboy astronaut. We could keep going, but I don't see the need because I don't see a phone line that doesn't say.
There's not even a text.
It's all Will?
Yeah.
Dang. I lied so much to get into this building. I didn't even have to.
Your name's not even T-Hack. Kendra.
Yes.
You know, if you want to lie, maybe lie and say your rocket scientist husband couldn't come to the gala.
Oh, but
yeah. Past that, if Will goes, he's a plumber.
Okay, I hear everybody. I hear ya.
And maybe Aaron's right. Maybe the boss will respect it. Maybe he will have a sudden change of heart.
Yes, I've seen that happen often.
Rich guys usually come around in the end of movies.
Yeah. Will, hang on right there. We're going to get you addresses of all the thank you cards you owe.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.